CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 24th of January 2021. Here are the main news headlines. SSTV from the space station this week. Orlando Hamcation postponed. Enter construction competition. Russian cosmonauts on the International Space Station are planning to transmit slow scan TV images on 145.8 MHz FM using the SSTV mode PD120. On the 28th of January, the transmissions will be between 1210 UTC and 1715 UTC. On the 29th, they'll broadcast between 1310 UTC and 1805 UTC. Please note that these times could vary depending on the activity on board the ISS. This year's Orlando Hamcation has been postponed. Usually it's held in February, but instead events will be online only. Go to hamcation.com to check out all the events and webinars that will be happening. You must register for the webinars that you want to watch, but the registration is free. Have you entered the RSGB's Get on the Air to Care construction competition? The deadline is the 1st of February. Send a short description of your project to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk and include a few photographs, a video even, if possible, and any related circuit diagrams. Nick Redmayne, G6PQW, has written an engaging piece in The Telegraph about how the lockdown has invigorated a teenage interest in amateur radio. The piece includes a quote from RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB. Well done to Nick. Filmmaker Luca Vukos released his short film ISS Overs that's available for previewing until the 29th of January on Vimeo. See tinyurl.com/ISSOvers. The film will be entered for several festivals this year, and its content should be of interest to radio amateurs. A solitary radio amateur endures COVID-19 lockdown in mid-2020, hearing the crew of the International Space Station talking to school children as it passes over his home. He dreams of escape. Appearing to be a fly-on-the-wall documentary, ISS Overs is actually scripted, with only Paul Thompson, GM3MEN, on the screen. David, G8UOD, recently contacted the RSGB about laptop donations to schools, as he thought radio amateurs may have machines they no longer use. If you're interested in donating a laptop or similar to schools to aid with homeschooling, you can find many groups that will take them at the BBC website. We're now into the final weeks of the nominations process for the RSGB elections, which will end at 23:59 UTC on the 31st of January. There are a number of vacancies, so for more information, visit the RSGB's own webpage. The results will be announced at the RSGB's AGM on Saturday the 24th of April. Now for DX News, Michael HB9WDF will be active holiday style as 8 Quebec 7AO from the Maldives, IoT reference AS013, from the 25th of January to the 7th of February. Activity will be on QO100 only, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL Club Log, and via the Bureau to his home call. Erling, LB2PG, will be active again as JW stroke call sign from the weather station on Bear Island Svalbard, EU027, until late May. In his free time, he'll operate SSB on the 80 to 20 metre bands, QSL via home call. Niels, SM3UQK, has been based in Greenland, NA018, since early January, and he'll be there until the 28th. His spare time is active as OX stroke SE3A, mainly on 20 metres QSL SM3UQK, Director Bureau. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the contest for any new rules, and please obey your national and local government's advice. The Bartag Ritty Sprint ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today the 24th. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is simply the serial number. UKEI Contest Club DXCW contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today the 24th, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, exchanges signal report and district code. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Next weekend, the CQ160m DX contest runs from 2200 UTC on the 29th to 2200 UTC on the 31st. It's CW only and the exchange's signal report in your CQ zone. Please note that American stations also exchange their state and Canadians their province. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week was defined by a lack of sunspots, but otherwise reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions. However, towards the end of the week the sun woke up, with regions 2797 and 2798 becoming active. The sunspot number rose to 25 on Thursday, although the solar flux remained in the 70s, reaching 77 on Thursday. This is good news, as the sun had remained spotless for some time. By this weekend, the spots will have rotated to be more Earth-centric, and we shall have to see what happens to the solar flux index. They may continue to grow or could diminish. Meanwhile, a large solar coronal hole near the sun's equator will also become geo-effective on Friday, which may result in an elevated KP index at the beginning of next week. NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the mid to high 70s next week, and the KP index will be in the range of 2 to 3. This will rather depend on the interplanetary magnetic field of the solar wind emanating from the coronal hole. If its BZ swings south, we can expect it to couple more easily with the Earth's magnetic field, and the KP index could rise further. So, HF propagation may remain subdued with little of note. However, this is a good time of year for low-band operations, with top-band and 80 metres coming into their own after sunset and around sunrise. Signals from stations to the west, such as from North America, can peak just before our sunrise, and there's often SSB activity around 3.795 megs. So why not take a look? Higher up the band, daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path are reaching and often exceeding 21 megs. Daytime critical frequencies are in the range 5 to 6 megahertz, which means 40 meters remains a band for longer range contacts. 60 meters or 5 megahertz would be a better HF choice for near vertical incident skywave or NVIS contacts around the UK. And now the VHF and UP propagation news. The current spell of unsettled weather seems likely to continue throughout the coming week. This means that other issues like rain, snow and strong winds are the themes we'll have to adapt to. In amateur radio terms, it'll be thin pickings, primarily rain scatter on the microwave bands as active fronts and showers pass by. That said, winter rain scatter is nothing like as intense as in the summer, so don't expect much. Keep an eye on your beacons and rainfall radar maps, and make a noise on reflectors and social media if you catch rain scatter propagation. It's hard to find other benefits in the weather charts, and certainly no sign of high pressure and tropo. We're also past the window of typical midwinter sporadic E, but that's not to say that the odd path won't appear for digital modes like FT8, since unsettled weather brings a good supply of jet streams. Moon declination reaches maximum on Tuesday, so we'll have long moon windows and high peak moon elevations all week. As we are past apogee, path losses will be falling. 144 meg sky noise starts moderate but dips below 180 Kelvin on Thursday. There are no significant meteor showers again this week, so continue to check pre-dawn for the best random meteor contacts. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me too, until next week.